This is a download from BBC Learning English. For terms of use, go to bbclearningenglish.com.
This is 6 Minute English and I'm Yvonne Archer. And thanks to Callum for joining me today. Hello, Callum.
Hello, Yvonne.
In today's programme, we hear from a poet. But first, Callum, are you any good at poetry?
No, not really, not at all.
Okay, well, don't worry about it because we've a special interview with someone who is good at poetry. But first, a poetic question for you, Callum. Which is Britain's favourite poem? Is it A, Oh, My Love's Like a Red, Red Rose by Robert Burns, B, How Do I Love Thee by Elizabeth Barrett Browning, or C, Shall I Compare Thee to a Summer's Day by William Shakespeare?
Well, I remember this competition, but I don't remember the answer. I'm going to go for Shakespeare, Shall I Compare Thee to a Summer's Day, because he's our most well-known writer.
That's a good choice, but we'll find out whether you're right or wrong at the end of the programme. Dave Neater is a barrister, a lawyer who speaks on behalf of people or organisations in the higher courts of law. But Dave is also a poet, and in his interview he uses the words metaphors and symbolism, both very useful for talking in English about poetry. Callum, what can you tell us about metaphors?
Well, a metaphor is a way of describing something or someone by using the qualities of something else. For example, in England we have a very cold wind. It's so cold we describe it as a biting wind, a biting wind. So that's a metaphor. It's not really biting, but
no,
we say a biting wind.
Excellent. And what about symbolism?
Well, symbolism is when we take an object, a shape, or even an idea, and we use that to represent something else that we want to talk about.
Okay, great. So here's an example of symbolism as used in one of Dave's poems.
Mind the gap. Mind the gap between the rich and the poor. If nothing is done, it will extend even more.
Mind the gap. Mind the gap is an announcement and a sign that we often hear and see at London Underground train stations. They warn passengers to be careful when getting on and off trains and platforms because of the space between them. But what does the announcement and sign symbolise in that poem, Callum?
Well, here Dave has used mind the gap to symbolise the gap or the difference in wealth between rich people and poor people. He's saying that there's a gap between them, and he's giving us a warning that if we're not careful, that gap will get even wider.
So mind the gap delivers a message from Dave about poverty.
Mind the gap. Mind the gap between the rich and the poor. If nothing is done, it will extend even more.
Now as we hear more from him, try to catch the three things he says poetry can communicate. Which three things can poetry tell us about?
Poetry can communicate feelings, thoughts and ideas by way of metaphors and symbolism. But poetry can also tell stories, and that is the flexibility of poetry. It lends itself to everyone to do with it as they choose.
Callum, which three things can poetry communicate?
Dave says that poetry can communicate feelings, thoughts and ideas.
Yes, and we also heard how poetry is flexible, so it lends itself to other things such as sending a message, as in Mind the Gap, or even telling a story.
bbclearningenglish.com.
Before Dave came to England from Jamaica in 1995, he decided to write a letter to the Queen, except his letter was really a poem which told his story. Letter to the Queen uses the word hospitality and the term short notice. Callum, what do we mean by them?
Well, if someone shows us hospitality, they make us feel welcome and comfortable. And short notice is if you don't tell people you're going to do something until just a little bit of time before you do it. So, for example, if you ask me to come to the 6 Minute English studio only 2 minutes before we're due to record, you are giving me very short notice.
As if I would. Okay. Let's get an extract from Dave Neater's poem, Letter to the Queen.
When your people come down to Jamaica, we treat them like royalty. So when I come up to England, I'm expecting the same hospitality.
I don't have anywhere to stay because I'm coming up on short notice. So please, I'm asking you to fix me up a place in a Buckingham Palace.
I wonder whether Dave actually sent the Queen his poem.
Well, I doubt it, because I'm sure he didn't stay at Buckingham Palace when he arrived in England.
No. Right. Now, let's move on to the answer to today's big question. Which is Britain's favourite poem, Callum?
Well, I wasn't sure. I guessed that it was Shall I Compare Thee to a Summer's Day by William Shakespeare, because he's probably our most famous writer. Was I right? Was I right?
No, you weren't. No,
oh,
you
no.
weren't. I guessed the same one at first. But anyway, it was actually How Do I Love Thee by Elizabeth Barrett Browning. But that's all we've got time for today on 6 Minute English. Do join us again for more.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
BBCLearningEnglish.com.